WMUC-FM, College Park.
Any a song that I can dance to. Any a song to make romance to. Super music man in the sky.
Well, I'm about to get upset from watching my TV. Check it out for news, I tell my eyeballs fail to see. I mean to say that every day is just another rotten mess. And when it's gonna change, my friend, is anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Wednesday I watched a riot, I seen the cops out on the street. Watched them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the whiskey passing round. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on your street would take a turn. The stomp and smash and bash and crash and slash and bust and burn. And I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Well, you can cool it, you can heat it, 'cause baby I don't need it. Take your TV tube and eat it, and all that phony stuff on sports and all the unconfirmed reports. You know I watch that rotten box until my head began to hurt from checking out the way the newsmen say they get the dirt before the guys on channel so-and-so. And further they assert that any show they'll interrupt to bring you news if it comes up. They say that if the place blows up, they will be the first to tell, 'cause the boys they got downtown are working hard and doing swell. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they say that no one blabs it faster, their coverage can't be beat. And if another woman driver gets machine gun from a seat, they'll send some joker with a brownie and you'll see it all complete. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Hey, you know something, people? I'm not black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. These time you hear something with say, he wants to go and do you in, 'cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him, no matter if it's black or white, because he's out for blood tonight. Got to sit around at home and watch this thing begin, but I'll bet there won't be many live to see it really end. 'Cause the fire in the street ain't like the fire in the heart, and in the eyes of all these people, don't you know that this could start on any street in any town, in any state, if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right. And if a million more agree, there ain't no great society, as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. And unless your uncle owns the store, you know that five and every four just won't amount to nothing more than to watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son.
Frank Zappa there. Frank Zappa and the Mother's Invention from the debut album. Freak Out, that was Trouble Every Day. And before that was the Apple Pie Mother Band from the album Apple Pie. And that was Super Music Man. And Sebastian's here, and he's cooking up something here.
Well, it's not necessarily cooking, because remember the last show we had where I uncovered some lost songs of famous artists.
Yeah, that I get amazed that you find these rarities.
So yeah, so for today I have something from the Guns N' Roses vault. It was something that I stumbled upon, you know, while looking at their catalog and their music, and you know, this song was very, very unusual. It caught my eyes. So the name of the song is Welcome to the Peppa Pig Jungle.
Do pigs live in the jungle? Wild boars.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen it was a song about this wild boar in the jungle that was trying to survive and stuff, and you know, that's how Peppa Pig came to be. It was inspired by Guns N' Roses.
Well, if Peppa Pig came from the jungle, she seems very civilized right now.
I mean, you know what happened when the Brits tried to come to your country and civilize you? It's all that mumble jumble colonialism type of stuff, but yeah, so this is Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Peppa Pig Jungle.
Okay.
Welcome to the
A fine melding of British and American.
Yeah.
Peppa Pig from the jungles of England into the suburban England with the working class stylings, American stylings of... What's that band?
What band? Guns N' Roses?
Oh, Guns N' Roses. Why didn't
I? So, you know, like, nothing is more... like rock and roll that the union between British and American musicians, especially Guns N' Roses and
Peppa Pig.
Yeah. So you just listen to Welcome to the Peppa Pig Jungle by Guns N' Roses, a timeless classic. Wouldn't you say that, Jay?
They're both classics come together. Peppa Pig, the classic British young lady.
I mean, have you seen how Axl Rose is right now?
No, what's he like right now?
Do you want to see?
Well, okay. Old and gray and wrinkled and in a wheelchair and almost dead.
That was Ozzy Osbourne. Look at how he is now.
Okay.
He is like this now. Do you think he's wrinkled?
No. Soon.
Or here, or look at him.
Okay. He's, yes, he's younger than me, I think.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that for some time, he didn't care too much about his physical appearance. You know, the old when he was getting old.
Okay.
I mean, I couldn't recognize him. You know, this youthful Axl Rose and the Axl Rose now. There is like, what, 30 years difference? 40 years difference? Time changes, people.
Okay.
So what happened next?
Well, I was in D.C. Okay. Yesterday around the National Mall. And so the National Guard went marching by.
Okay.
And I think they left something behind. There was a cassette tape on the ground.
Okay.
It was labeled Tennessee National Guard Instructions for Interacting with American Civilians.
Really?
Yeah, let me plop it in and see how it sounds.
Don't argue with them. Don't try to change their point of view. Other Allied representatives will concern themselves with that. You are not being sent into Germany as educators. You are soldiers on guard. You will observe their local laws. Respect their customs and religion, and you will respect their property rights. You will not ridicule them. You will not argue with them. You will not be friendly. You will be aloof, watchful, and suspicious. Every German is a potential source of trouble. Therefore, there must be no fraternization with any of the German people. Fraternization means making friends. The German people are not our friends. You will not associate with German men, women, or children. You will not associate with them on familiar terms, either in public or in private. You will not visit in their homes, nor will you ever take them into your confidence. However friendly, however sorry, however sick of the Nazi Party they may seem, they cannot come back into the civilized fold just by sticking out their hand and saying, "I'm sorry." Don't clasp that hand. It's not the kind of a hand you can clasp in friendship.
But there are millions of Germans. Some of those guys must be okay.
Perhaps. But which ones? Just one mistake may cost you your life. Trust none of them.
Well, that was kind of surprising, don't you think so?
Yeah, but, you know, if they talk about the National Guard here in the United States, why are they talking about Germans?
Well, the U.S. military has a reputation of being very conservative, and they don't update things very as quickly as they should. So I guess they just gave them that old tape, the leftover from a few years ago.
And a few years ago?
Yeah.
It sounds like a few dozens of years ago.
Well, I have some friends who worked for the Department of Department of War, formerly Department of Defense, in and around the Gulf of America, formerly the Gulf of Mexico, and it is a very conservative. They're kind of stuck in their way. So that's the Tennessee National Guard instructions for how to behave in Washington D.C. That's how it was labeled.
How old? I think that tape is older than you.
I'm trying to think. You know how old I am?
Yeah, I know.
In my data processing career, we had a coding table. So I worked for the University of Maryland.
Okay.
And we had country codes for every employee or student. There was a two-letter code for which country they came from. You know, UK for Britain, FR for France. And I don't remember what the codes are, but there were two codes for Germany. One code was...
for East and the other one for the West?
Yeah, so one code would translate as Germany, comma, Allied Zone of Occupation, and the other code was Germany, comma, Soviet Zone of Occupation. And we kept on using those codes almost into the 21st century. So talk about conservative. That thing, people don't like to change things unless they have to.
But, you know, like, I think it is still possible to see the difference between East and West Germany to this day?
You mean as in West Germans being more developed and liberal and East Germany still sort of being kind of broken down and not getting fixed up as nice?
Yeah, and I think also, like, the lights, there was a point where you could see the lights between the East and West Germany. Or formerly East and West Germany. Like from the sky.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So that's an interesting piece. And what else the U.S. Army is still doing that is old? Are they still using telegraphs?
Yeah, they. That's what my friend told me. That it's like they would go into the building here and.
I mean, that's the most powerful military in the world for you.
Yeah. To change the subject here, you know, I'm always digging up these Jimi Hendrix records. And this is a cover band called Gil Evans Orchestra plays the music of Jimi Hendrix. I got to hear this. The orchestral Jimi Hendrix. You ready?
Yeah.
I don't know what this sounds like.
Thank you.
Well, that was interesting. That was the Gil Evans Orchestra from the album. Gil Evans Orchestra plays the music of Jimi Hendrix. And that was Voodoo Child's Slight Return. Yes, it never made the top 40. It possibly entered the bottom 40.
So, we have another song, yay, another treasure I just stumbled upon while I was trying to get to the Disney Vault. You know the Disney Vault, right?
The Disney... Oh, it's where they put things away and don't let you watch them?
Yeah, that's the... Yeah, like, you there... You can find, like, before... It was from a long time ago. It was a place where they store all of the TV and movies they had, and they would release it, like, from time to time on a high price, and that was bad. And I also heard that that Walt Disney's brain is also there, frozen.
In the vault.
Yeah.
I hope it's in a leak-proof container.
Hopefully, some people say it is shape. It has like mouse ears on top of it.
I can imagine that.
Yeah. So this song is straight from the Disney Vault, with, you know, where Walt Disney's brain has been for the last couple of 50 years. So this is a collaboration between Black Sabbath and Disney. Can you imagine that, Jay?
Another joining of American and British.
Yeah, that's the theme for today, American and British stuff.
Okay, let her rip.
Okay, so this is Black Sabbath with Disney.
Yeah. It's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Jade, that was the treasure from the Disney Vault. The collaboration between Black Sabbath and Disney. And you know what is the name of the song?
Mickey Mouse's Electric Funeral.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse Electric Funeral. So, yeah, it's a... you know, I never expect that color, that thing to go so well, but... it did, and maybe in the future we can find, I don't know, Metallica Looney Tunes?
I didn't know that such a thing exists.
Or I don't know, Death Metal and Arthur?
Death Metal and who?
Arthur. It's a child's thing from Canada.
Oh,
So yeah, that was... what was the name of the song?
Electric Funeral.
Mickey Mouse Electric Funeral.
Yeah.
So what's next, Jay?
Okay, I'll tell you what went wrong with my phone. The aux... see, it's aux 2 here and aux 1 there. And I thought this was aux 1 and this was aux 2. And it wasn't working, but now it's working. Let me demonstrate. I will. I will go to a public service announcement when I figure out what went wrong.
Look, because you got fine written all over you.
Oh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm... I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
And now... okay.
Did it work?
Nope. Stand by for technical difficulties. Okay, continue.
So what, can I play something or what do you want me to do?
Okay, do your thing.
My thing. Okay. So I have let me see if I... let me see. Here, so I have a song that I want to play, so Jay, can I play it?
Sure.
Okay,
and why
our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television, the drug of the nation, reigning ignorance. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where sound bite politics are served to the fast food court, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected.
So, Jay, that was another song that I stumbled upon. It is called Television Into the Void.
Okay.
So you know, it's a mix, it's a collaboration between two artists. One criticizes the TV and the other one criticizes the void. And yeah, and my takeaway from this is television is a hell of a drug.
Okay.
So what is next?
We'll go back to this experiment here.
So
put that in there.
Okay.
Volume up to the max.
These people speak French. In this course, everybody speaks French.
Okay, that'll work, but that's as high as the volume will go.
Wait a minute. Were you able to hear that? I heard that.
Let me try.
These people speak French. In this course, everybody speaks French.
Okay, I didn't have my volume on my phone up all the way. That's the problem there. Let me try that again.
These people speak French. In this course, everybody speaks French.
Let's see what else I have.
Oh, hey, Bri. Hey, you want to go out and get some gluten-free pizza? I'm gluten-free now. But, you know, I'm not going to be annoying about it.
Too late.
Fresh kapkalash.
Get your club galosh.
Have you ever stood and stared at it? Marveled at its beauty? Its genius? Billions of people just living out their lives. Oblivious.
So...
But wait, there's more.
There is more?
There's more. There's more. There's more. There's...
Being a single mother is hard, but the real challenge is having a baby that's addicted to crack. Right, Stewie?
What's that? Oh, yes, yes, I love crack. I'm absolutely cuckoo for crack.
Is that one of those crack babies?
That's Stewie.
PCS? PSA?
Okay, that was the... wait a minute. I could make a PSA out of that.
Of
that was...
crack babies?
Yeah.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, we were actually looking to get some KFC.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's gone. We only sell marijuana here.
Really? I mean, you're openly selling pot. For reals? Sure. New state laws say it's okay. All right!
asombrar. Tienes que tú los cafetales vuelven a sentir. Yo oye la triste canción de amor de la vieja molienda. En el letargo de la noche parece gemir.